I'm going to put Pat to the test here.
All right. I actually start to shake.
Dr. Pat Hopkins never imagined she'd be starting her day like this.
So you can feel that back there, right?
Yep, I can.
Keep breathing. Keep breathing, Pat. Keep breathing. Welcome to The Genius of Wellness, a podcast brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare. Learn more at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova.
Wow, what's amazing is it feels like there's a magnet pushing my elbows away from each other.
As the leader of the Hopkins Medical Group in Greater Boston, Dr. Pat is exploring her own fascia. That band of connected tissue that loves to punish us. But before you hit the yoga mat or start your typical stretching, listen to a unique approach that's helping people of all ages feel flexible. Pat, you see a lot of patients with chronic problems. You deal with supplements, you deal with new testing. How about when they come in here with just tight, tight muscles?
I find the concept of tight muscle is something I've never really understood. I think something that I've learned and thought about was the muscle isn't tight, it doesn't work. So if it doesn't work, it's actually loose and lost. And that was really what set me down the path of how do we engage muscles in a balanced way? What was the impact of being out of balance, having the anterior muscles or the left side was dominating the right side? I don't think there's a tight muscle. I think there's a weak muscle.
Well, there's a group that's dealing not just with stretching the muscles, but also strengthening our bodies. It's Bendable Body. They're out of New York City, Westchester County, and also Washington, D.C., and the two founders of this company are on with us right now. Sita Hagenberg and John Kelly, you guys are rock stars.
I don't know about that, but thank you.
I think they're rock stars.
Yeah.
You're not just rock stars, but you're rock stars of fascia, the deadly word that gets in the way of all of our tightness. Tell us about how you got started in this.
You know, I had a really stiff body. I had back pain. This is about 15 years ago. I had it for 20 years. And I started the research stretching. You know, traditional methods, gentle methods. And I found that resistance stretching was the most effective. It made my leg feel lighter, looser. And I never really had that feeling in my body ever with any kind of stretching or any kind of weightlifting or running or things like that. And I did, you know, yoga as well for a couple of years there. It worked. I was excited. Things felt better. And I simply got into it because I was stiff and I started researching stretching. And that's where we are here today.
Sita, you've talked about how the fascia gets dehydrated and that your approach really rehydrates the tissues and the muscles.
Yeah.
Can you visualize a tight muscle and tight fascia for us?
I think that people have a conception that their muscles just get stiff independently of other tissues. They aren't conceptualizing that what's really happening is every individual muscle fiber, not just entire muscle, is poured into essentially like a fascia pocket. And that fascia, which is like a membrane, three-dimensional web penetrating tissue throughout your whole body, gets stiff and dry when you don't make proper movements or you have an injury. So a really simple way to visualize it is picture an arm in a cast, right? And so you can't move it for a period of time. The thing that gets stiffened and hardened in that scenario is the fascia surrounding all of those muscle fibers so that when you get the arm taken out of the cast, you then have to rework. And we have this idea that we need to strengthen to get our movement back. But at Bendable Body, we're actually thinking that you need to stretch eccentrically, and that gives you both the range of motion and the strength back. Another really simple way to visualize it, I tell this to clients all the time, it's subtractive. So it's kind of like in the same way that dry skin builds up externally or plaque builds up in your mouth. You need to remove some of that dense fascia so that it can return back to its hydrated, gushy, pliable state. So it's a removal that happens as well as a rehydration and restructuring.
I know that you guys deal with high-end athletes, but also just folks walking off the street. You know, my story is that I've had this mosaic of care. I used to call it Team Ted. That was my healthcare professionals.
Yeah.
But it's exhausting. It's confusing. And if I could just run through it,
sure.
The chiropractor, Graston, deep tissue massage, yoga, weights, rubber bands, foam rollers. I mean, geez.
And they were all in his car. Mm-hmm. He drives around with all of them.
Yeah, I think that's really common these days. We're sick. There's a lot of sick people around, and things hurt, and things aren't working, and we're all trying different methods. And in a lot of ways, stretching with resistance in the way that we do at Bendable Body, it's one-stop shopping. It covers everything. You strengthen, you stretch. It's an unload to the body. It's physiologically helpful. You know, the other thing is we don't tell people not to do other things because different things do work for different people in different circumstances. But factually, this is a one-stop shopping method. I will definitely say that.
So, Sita, I really enjoyed the way that you talk about it as opening up the channels. And we often think, even in my mind, that the fascia is just the saran wrap around the muscle, but in fact, it interdigitates. And so, in that opening up of the fascia, suddenly you're opening up every muscle fiber, and with that opening up of the muscle fiber, releasing it from its chains.
Right.
So then you have more activity and more strength.
Right. You know, I don't even know that we've seen the full impact actually of what happens because, you know, all physiology improves. Actually, this is a really good moment for John to throw in some. I mean, he's the science geek really in this duo.
The team of doctors from the University of Vienna for like the last 90 years have been studying fascia in depth. And basically they say all disease starts in the fascia. And so if you can change it and make it more hydrated and healthy, then everything gets hydrated and healthy. You know, the muscle, the meridian, the electrical current, the organ that's associated with that muscle group area and tissue. It's a wonderful phenomenon, actually. It's really cool.
Yeah.
You guys are redefining stretching, right? We used to go to gym class and you do calisthenics and you do jumping jacks and squat thrusts.
Yeah.
Describe the evolution that you've had in your own lives through this process.
You know, I'm 53. I've been doing this 15 years. I was athlete in high school, played, you know, sports kind of all year round, and generally stiff. And once I started college, my back hurt, and it hurt for the next 20 years. My knee hurt, my digestion was, you know, I struggled. And now, about a year ago, timed myself in the 40-yard dash, and it's like a whole second faster than it was when I was in high school. Haven't lifted weights in 20 years, but I benched like 20 pounds more than I've ever benched. And then not just me, you know, these are the athletes I worked with. Everyone gets the same positive, wonderful results. And it just keeps going. One thing I identify, Dr. Pat, you said earlier, like, you know, one side's imbalanced from the other. I've identified more and more imbalances as I move along in the stretching, as my body gets better. I see how different the right arm from the left arm, the right leg from the left leg, the shoulders are different. So, you know, you start to identify and move in your body much more comfortably. You know, there's still early adapters coming to this method. So we're looking forward to more and more people getting involved and getting more and more information.
John, you talk about improving your athleticism. You had a whole nother life working on Wall Street.
I did.
And your body probably was telling you enough is enough. I would presume that you were doing some sitting and that you were not tending to your body. And you probably were having a physical breakdown, if not more, just by working on Wall Street.
Yeah, much more, actually. Yes, sitting a lot. Getting stiffer, a lot of stress. About 34 years old, I was at a cardiologist. You know, it was a really, really stressful, and it's terrible for your body, particularly if you're sitting all day and you have no air either. In New York City, the windows don't open in a lot of these corporations. When you just sit and don't move, the fascia is getting denser, particularly on the back, high outside of your legs and the top of your knees, just places that you're sitting in a position, you're just simply overstretching that. The body responds, the immune system responds with these, you know, white blood cells, fibroblasts, and they just make things thicker and denser. And so the muscle just can't work. And not only just generally stiffer, but you're out of alignment and there's rotational compensations that, you know, cause pain, you know, ligaments and tendons in the joints. So it does a lot of damage.
Remember when we were looking at osteoarthritis and there was a sort of a 911 plea from the Arthritis Foundation, help us figure out why everyone has spinal stenosis and degenerative disease in the hips and spine. We were not awarded the grant, but I think we wrote an excellent grant to say that part of the healing is to bring the fascia in line and to rebalance the forces across the knee, that the acceleration of degeneration was the imbalance of the fascia from the posterior to the anterior, and it's definitely with the pelvic rotation and the spine. And here the FDA is coming out and saying, we don't recommend cortisone injections in the back anymore. And yet we're spending $35 billion in this country just on cortisone injections in the back.
Yeah, I agree. Those are phenomenal numbers. Boy, that's something else. I honestly think they just don't know what else to do.
How does one find out what to do?
Well, you have to have an experience. Oddly enough, the movements we make, a resistant eccentric movement, you know, you're resisting the lengthening of the muscle, has been studied quite a bit. University of New Mexico, Kentucky, University of Miami. And they all come up with the same thing. The eccentric resistant movement can produce anywhere 2 to 8 times the force and then improve the concentric movement, say like an example in weightlifting, by 10, 15, more than 20%. So if the object is to, you know, get stronger and generate more force from a concentric movement, the opposite has to be made, and not passively, but with resistance through a range of motion. And that's simply what we do. It's very basic what we do. You know, it's the opposite movement of strength training. They start with a muscle long, add weight, make it short. We start short, add resistance, make it long.
I love that analogy. We're going to start short and go long, not start long and go short. So what do we tell our patients, our listeners?
In the past, I would say 3-4 years, we've really put a lot of effort into getting the self-stretching, being able to self-stretch on your own, because a lot of people come to us to get assisted. And we found that the clients that do the best, they self-stretch as well. And really simple analogy, you brush your own teeth and you go to the dentist. It's about like that. There certainly are things that you can't do on your own, but when you come to us to get assisted, and even if you never do, there's a ton you can do on your own. And so that's where the self-stretching comes in hand. And, you know, right now we have a YouTube channel that has a number of free videos, and we also have an incredible online membership site that people can join that has, you know, at least 100 programs that target all the main things that people have going on, like low back pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, you name it, and then a whole host of physiological functions. But, you know, the truth of the matter is there's not really very many people doing this work. And so thank God for the internet. That's how we're getting it out there as of right now. Of course, you can come to New York.
Hi, it's Ted taking a second to remind you that the Genius of Wellness is your place for interesting podcasts, tips for healthy living, and doctors who provide a personalized approach to healthcare. You can find it all, plus schedule an appointment at thegeniusofwellness.org. Now back to our conversation.
What strikes me is that we kind of age into this, don't we? That I don't know if I could convince my son, who's in his 20s, that this will happen to him, right? He's in great shape.
Right.
But we really don't address fascia until it wakes us up one day and we see what we can't do anymore. So how would you advocate to people to pay attention to their fascia before your fascia takes over your life?
You know, that's a really fabulous topic. It's been hard to get young people to buy in, so to speak, because they're not in pain. And that's one of the things that we try so hard to shift the paradigm on, get people out of a pain, no pain paradigm. It's almost like if you think of it in terms of your money, you don't want to just be at zero. You want some money in the bank. Right. And then you have surplus to spend. And so that's kind of how we're thinking about the body. And kids, you know, they don't have a lot of pain. So it's hard. But interestingly enough, right now we have 2 young people. One of them is a superstar athlete. And for whatever reason, he's zeroed in on the results his body is getting. And he's kind of using it as his secret weapon. You know, he doesn't want to tell anyone. And then we have another 7-year-old of all things that is almost like this blank slate. And he's stretching because it calms him down. He's only 7 years old. And his mom's worried that he's doing it wrong and whatnot. And we're watching him do it. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, no, he's doing it right. He doesn't even know how to do it wrong. There's nothing to unlearn here. So that would be incredible if there's a way to get young people to do it. And I think that in this instance, the 2 biggest motivators are performance on the one hand, increasing performance levels and getting an edge. And then on the other hand, it's dealing with anxiety, you know, and stress. And even if it's not like you don't even necessarily know that's what it is, people get relief from that. And I think kids have a lot of that.
And so maybe next to the meditation room, there should be a stretching room.
Yes, which is great because it's a physical thing.
Yeah.
It's a physical thing. And you know, children, young people, they need physical outlets. And that's what this does. I often tell people this. This is like meditation for the body. It's an unload. It's a removal. It doesn't leave any residue. It removes it.
Well, then let's talk about folks our age. John, you've mentioned that the muscle should move like an instrument. Do you remember which instrument that is?
An accordion.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
You can picture the accordion shortening, lengthening, twisting when it shortens, twisting the other way when it lengthens, and doing all these wildly fun moves. And then if you just think about your body, you put your attention there, and you maybe, like, what muscle in your body actually moves like that? Not a lot. And so when you do the resistance stretching, it gets to shorten more. Imagine if that accordion had cement in it. It wouldn't be able to shorten, twist, or turn. So then, you know, if accordions are attached up to each other, like, and that would be the joints where they're attached, there's no mobility at the joints, and they're just going to get, they're going to grind to a halt, which they do. So 650, 850 muscles, however you want to think about it in the body, how many are moving and how much are they moving?
So if we are stretching and not applying the bendable body method that the two of you espouse, we just need to incorporate resistance to all of our stretching? Is it that simple?
It is that simple. I'm just going to quote what's being written recently about exercise, excessive exercise. It just simply produces inflammation. Getting back to the meditation and the stretching, they both produce the same physiological response in the body, negative ionic charges. You can get that at the ocean. You can get those in pine forests. And so all the moves we make, it's like, you know, we're working. And there's like a combustible engine. The muscles are firing to move us. So there's residue. So the immune system responds, you know, an inflammatory response, which is fine. And depending on your genetic endowment and the biomechanics you had when you were born, it's going to affect different people different ways.
It's also been identified that when you lengthen a muscle passively, which is often what's going on in, you know, traditional stretching, that creates micro tears, which the body responds to by laying down dense fascia. So yeah, it actually does do the opposite of making you more flexible and more mobile.
You know, I love the concept that the ions are shifting when you're doing the resistance, and as opposed to micro tears, which is the other way people have thought about building muscle.
Right.
If I pull it and then force it, I'm going to get micro tears and I'll have a better muscle, but you're actually creating more and more fascia.
Yeah.
And you're probably limiting the oxygenation of the muscle and the efficiencies from the engine standpoint, where you want something supple and moist, you're getting something tough and big.
Yeah.
Which the end result over time is why I see numerous professional athletes, retired professional athletes, that have so many physical problems. They're not specimens of health. They're specimens of an incredibly constricted life because they can't walk. I have a number of hockey players. Some of them are on the dream team. They suffer in pain.
You are absolutely right, Dr. Pat. They give everything they got. They took all the money in the bank. They had more money in their bank when they were born than like 99% of us. They put on a great show. They give everything they got. And it's a hard life after your, you know, athletic career is over.
Guys, I'm going to put Pat to the test here. Even though it's a podcast, I'm going to ask one of you to walk us through one of the stretches. Let's do one sitting, because whoever's listening, odds are they're on a train, they're in their car, they're at the breakfast table. And I know Pat and I have been sitting for hours, which again, we shouldn't be doing. But could you walk us through one of the stretches right now?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to recommend one for the back of the shoulders, shoulder joint and neck, give you a little relief in that area. It's really easy to do. All you have to do is put your palms together, your fingers together, just above your forehead and your elbows wide. So your arms are basically in a triangle shape, palms together, elbows out wide. So that's the start position.
Almost like I Dream of Jeannie.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. Just like that. But you want to make sure your hands are higher than your forehead. So your arms are up a little bit higher. Then to create resistance, to contract the target muscle, you're going to press your hands together. Palms, fingers, both hands, press them together with an equal amount of force throughout the whole hand. And when you do that, you should feel your arms and your upper back tighten up a bit, right?
Pat, how does that feel?
I'm definitely responding to the commands, and I feel you're right, because when your hands go over your head and you push your palms together, the muscles right below the shoulder start to engage in that compression of the hands together.
Right. It's just about in the scapular area, but you could feel it throughout the triceps. Sometimes you might even feel it on the inside of the arm, but the target area we're going for is the back of the shoulder. So you should feel a tightening up, a tensing up in the arms and the upper back, generally speaking.
Okay, then what should Pat do?
So now you got to lengthen. You got to actually do the stretch. So you keep that resistance. Don't drop it. Continue to press your palms together, your hands together, while you draw your elbows together to lengthen out the upper back.
All right.
And the goal, right? And so you can feel that back there, right?
Yep. I can.
Keep breathing. Keep breathing, Pat. Keep breathing.
She's breathing. Let the tension go. Totally release it. And then let your elbows go back to the start position. Open those elbows up again. And then you re-engage. Let's try and do like six of them. You re-engage, pressing the hands together and then drawing your elbows together.
I'm hearing a crackling. I'm hearing a crackling in Pat's elbows. Wait.
So we're going to press our palms together above our forehead. We feel like I dream a genie.
Right.
So when we're holding there, we're pushing our hands. And as our elbows come together, wow, what's amazing is it feels like there's a magnet pushing my elbows away from each other.
Exactly. It's like they don't want to go in that direction. There's a lot of force.
I actually start to shake, and there's so much force that I'm just sitting here.
Yeah.
Then you release.
And then go back to the start position.
So the resistance starts when my palms are together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the stretch starts when those muscles are engaged and I'm pulling them together.
Correct.
Guys, we're going to keep doing the exercises here. We just want to thank you for being a part of this. Sita Hagenberg and John Kelly, Bendable Body, you guys are terrific. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you for the opportunity, both of you. This was a thrill.
Keep doing your great work, Dr. Pat.
All right, guys, you too. Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Genius of Wellness. If you like our podcast, do us a favor. Share it with your friends and family and write a review on this podcast channel. It'll help more people find us. The Genius of Wellness is brought to you by Hopkins Medical Group, serving patients in Greater Boston with a personalized approach to healthcare. Learn more at thegeniusofwellness.org. I'm Ted Canova. See you next time.